The imperfect me. Everyone secretly wishes that they are perfect. They expect their spouse had a couple less imperfections. Their parents could have been slightly more perfect at parenting. Or even that their children, friends, and neighbors were a little bit more perfect. How did you embrace your own imperfections? Did you learn from your own and others' imperfections? Have you gone closer to God as you have dealt with imperfections? Well, the imperfections streamed in every part of my life. It's been miserable, and yet at the same time, I began to realize that these imperfections were the very important things that brought me closer to God. I'm an imperfect person, and at times I can't handle the stress of life, so I go to God. The imperfect me have an argument that leaves me emotionally empty, so I go to God. My imperfect but sweet children sometimes show tantrums over and over that strip me of my strength, so I go to God. My imperfect family makes choices that affect me or hurts my feelings, so I go to God. The imperfect acquaintances of my friends around me who say an offhanded comment, it offends me, so I go to God. So this question arises in my mind: do we really want everyone around us to be perfect? If it is precisely their imperfections that bring us to God? You see, if the world was full of perfect people, then there wouldn't be things that brought us closer to God. And what a sad predicament that would be. So, in reality, all these imperfect people are actually blessings because they bring us closer to God. And in my life, it is when I go to God, I became more of the person that I hope to become. Gandhi once said, "My imperfections and failures are much as a blessing from God as my successes and my talents, and I lay them both at His feet." So, friends, let's be kind to one another in our imperfect state. Do not hesitate to establish love with an imperfect partner. And do not stress yourself so harder about being the utmost perfect at all the time, as what you may miss on is being closer to God. Remember, God is the ultimate truth. Thank you for listening.